coming up on this episode of The Village Idiom.
That big booty receptionist with the lisp wasn't at work today. She must have called in thick.
Dum, dum, da-da, Village Idiom.
Hello and welcome to The Village Idiom.
We are a podcast and every week we choose a popular saying to take an admittedly shallow, hopefully comedic, once in a while interesting, if we're lucky, educational dive into its usage, its meaning, its origins, but mostly we're going to use it to hang our otherwise directionless conversation on. My name is Jurassic Mark.
And I am Skinny.
Happy to be here.
Yep. It's been a while.
I was thinking today's idiom.
Yeah.
If this were a few years ago, it could have been the name of this podcast. Now it's just the same word.
That's hilarious. This is great. If you're not aware of today's the naming, well, we should probably introduce you with some sort of video clip to
take you into
what this podcast could have been named.
Okay, this is I'm going to use this one to demo today's idiom. I can't remember. I was stalling because I was like, what show did I get this from? And I can't actually remember. So here it is anyway.
Okay. Let's see what we got.
This next song goes out to a very special person who's been with me through thick and thin.
Thick and thin. That could have been the name of our show if I was still thin.
Thick and thicker?
Thick and thicker.
So
now I remember that was from Haters Get Back, Miranda Sings.
Okay.
So through thick and thin is actually today's idiom.
That phrase is really taken off. Thick, somebody that's thick. The thick, thick.
Yeah, I know. But
because I used to refer to myself as the fat pastor, because it sounds like
you're saying something.
Sounds
bad.
Like something else, but yeah, phat pastor.
Yeah.
So it's yeah, fat pastor, which cracks me up. But thick really took off. Like, it's a thing.
Why is it with two C's?
I don't know. It's just how it's spelled.
Because kids are dumb.
And, like, the more C's, the thicker they are.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah. So, it's like,
I haven't
heard
that.
Are, like, 3C thick.
Three. That's really funny. I've not heard that part of it.
Yeah. Referring to somebody who's thick, who is, like, curvy.
We used to always use thick to mean
voluptuous.
You're dumb.
Got some booty to them. Got a little meat on them bones. Yeah, they's thick
with three C's.
They're thick with three C's.
Three C's to the thick.
Yeah, I heard this little read this one in preparation for today. That big booty receptionist with the lisp wasn't at work today. She must have called in thick.
So stupid. Did you make that one up?
No, I read it. I'm like, well, that's going in.
That sounds like that could have been a homemade one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
She called it. She's got a lisp.
Got it.
She called in thick. Yeah. I'm sure there's some, with all this current stuff going on with, there's a fight between, like, Mike Tyson's doing a fight with
Jake Paul,
YouTube sensation influencer Jake Paul. I don't know what you even call that guy, because it's not like he's produced a service.
I mean, it was that he was a YouTuber, then he was a musician, then he was
a musician.
Well,
I guess.
I mean, he put out songs.
Well, there. I guess that's like I
put out songs. Am I a musician? No,
but yours. I guess. Yeah,
he probably had more success though.
Yeah. Well.
He's one of those guys. Like he's words. Clearly got talent because
he just makes people angry.
He just keeps doing stuff. But he's one of those guys that just is almost famous for being famous.
Yeah. I think he was a Vine sensation.
Yeah, originally.
Before YouTube sensation.
Yeah.
And then now he's like boxer. And
he's actually got a pretty good streak, but I don't know if he's actually been paired up with anybody.
But boxing with Tyson, who has a lisp.
Right.
Like, yeah.
I'm more intrigued. I haven't really followed boxing ever, but I'm intrigued by this one. There's been a lot of media over it too, but I guess Mike Tyson changed. They want 2-minute rounds instead of 3-minute rounds.
That's got to be for the benefit of Tyson. He's 57.
His reason, is that all?
Yeah.
Interesting. His reason was more fighting, because you get tired by the third minute. Let's just do more fighting. And so I, but
you need Jake faster Paul, breaks.
Jake Paul, I didn't know Mike Tyson was a shorty. Like, he's 5'10". Jake Paul's 6'1". So Jake Paul probably has a much longer reach. But he's also, Mike Tyson is, he's in his 20s.
Yeah, so, you know, that's the stuff that we watch in, like, old school videos when he, like, bit Holyfield's ear and he was just a ruthless maniac. His leverage, because he was shorter, so he ducks down. And yeah. So, but when he pops up, people are literally, like, being punched out of their shoes. Like,
right.
Yeah, his uppercut is violent.
Yeah.
There's a video game based around him.
Right.
Punch out. Like, it's so notorious and scary. Yeah. I wouldn't want to be hit by a 57, any version of him.
Yeah, seriously. It's going to, so, and it's Netflix. I thought it'd be like some.
It's just marketing genius.
Hard to watch, but everybody's going to watch this.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it'll be interesting, but in terms
that's
of.
That's coming up, though, I think. Isn't it sooner than later now?
I think it's the summer.
Okay.
But, yeah, they're already starting the hype
machine.
Well,
we should save some idiom related to that. That's thick and thin right there.
There's thick
Tyson and Jake Paul.
Particularly if he's announcing his own thing. He thick and thin.
It's actually sick and thin.
Yeah, could be. But there's been a bunch of people that have
Jake
gone through.
Jake Paul's kind of lanky, and Mike Tyson is like a...
He's beefed up. I think it's like tank. 220 versus 200 pounds or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not like it's, you know, they're...
Jake Paul's 220?
No, Tyson.
So he's shorter, but that's what I mean. He's thick.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still in good shape. I've seen some of the training things, and it's like, man, wow.
He's in better shape than we'll have ever been ever in our whole lives, including our 20s. Well, you had a good round there.
I still was not that.
That's
I lost weight. I didn't bulk up muscular.
Yeah, he's just a total tank. Anyways, for our... The illegitimate children are like, yeah, we don't care about sports. That's why we listen to this podcast.
If it were me, it would be get through thick and thin and thick again.
Yeah. Well, there's been a bunch of people that have gone through thick and thin. I think of like Oprah.
Yeah, thick and thin and thick and thin.
Thick and thin, yeah. And sick and thin.
And sick and thin.
Yeah, just that fluctuation of weight, thick and thin.
Yeah, which is not what this is about.
Not just held the course, like thick, and just stayed thick.
No.
Some people,
it takes real mindset to stay thick.
Do you think it's easy? You know how many calories I have to consume every day in order to stay this thick with 3 C's?
give them 3 CCs of thick.
They didn't stop at 3, my friend. Yeah, so like Adele.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Jonah Hill.
But did he get chubby again?
No, but he went from thick to thin.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought you meant kind of the roller coaster of it. Even some people who were famous for being fat, they get famous and then they can...
What was that? What's the comedian girl, blonde? She's a little bit... Rebel Wilson? Rebel?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she kind of known for being a little portly.
Yep.
Lost a bunch of weight.
This whole episode's going to cancel us.
Well, there's guys, I think, as well, people like Tom Hanks. Not girls, it's guys like...
Tom Hanks?
Did you see, like, Castaway Tom Hanks?
Yeah, but didn't he lose weight for that?
He just did. I can't imagine that.
Yeah. Well, a lot
Christian
of...
Christian Bale.
Yeah, Christian Bale was extreme. So
Joaquin Phoenix.
Did he do it?
For his role for the Joker.
Oh.
Where it was like, are you okay?
Of, what's his name? Trainspotting. Jedi. Now. McGregor. Ewan McGregor.
Okay.
He, like, lost ridiculous weight for Trainspotting.
Hmm.
Am I getting the wrong actors? Is he in that?
I don't.
I think I might be getting mixed up. But somebody went, like, wafer thin for a role. And the opposite is true, too. Like, do you remember Copland?
No.
Where Stallone just put on, like, 40 pounds.
Hmm.
So he looked like, I mean, he was playing a near-retired cop.
Hmm.
Who's heavier, and that was like why he did it. He wanted to be like, I want to have an acting role. So he looked like a cop that used to be in shape that no longer is in shape, and he was. That's what he did on purpose. Gained 40 pounds of just blubber, and for his Copland role, great movie.
Hmm.
Let's go watch it. Take a break.
The losing and gaining for role, just the fact of or being able to do that.
See, I think like anybody could do it if it's your job and you've got a person just telling you what to do.
And they're firing you full of Ozempic or whatever that new miracle thing is.
Yeah, I think with the right people around you, anybody could do it. But most of us don't have the money to have the right people around us. It's just like, it's up to me, is it? I'd rather have a burger.
Yeah, well, just the discipline. Do you think it's like if someone was just following you around, making sure you ate healthy? Like,
yeah,
I'm hungry right now. Here's a salad right now.
Yeah.
Eat it up. You think that would do it for you?
100%.
I would lose that person. Like, I'll follow right behind me in the car. They would step out for 1 second. Just drop this in the mailbox for me while I tore away to McDonald's.
You could never run away fast enough.
That hurts a little bit.
You'd have to first lose weight. You'd first have to listen to them. Get fast enough to run away.
I'd outwit them. That's what I'd have to do.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're right. There's no running. You'd have to outwalk them and hope they twist an ankle
and set up traps.
Pull themselves around like the Walking Dead. Oh no. Is it that bad? Wish someone had told me.
No. I don't even think of you that way, but because you joke about it so much.
Yeah, it's just one of those. I just think it's funny.
I have much chubbier friends.
That's kind. That's one of the nicest things you've ever said to me. Wow. Little bromance moment right there. Okay. I came across this one as well. Because he said, so Isaac Newton, he liked them thick. Because his famous quote is, the greater the mass, the greater the force of attraction. Isaac Newton liked them thick.
I thought you were going a totally different direction. Something to do with thick Newton. Like a fig Newton.
Like a thick fig Newton?
Thick fig Newton. That's funny though.
The science behind mass and attraction. That something, the greater the mass, the more like pull it has. More attraction it has, greater mass. Thick. Isaac Newton liked them thick.
Sick magnet.
That's funny. Well, I don't even know if we've actually told people what it means.
Oh, what is to go through thick and thin with somebody is you are there in the good times, the bad times. You are like I would say you've gone through thick and thin with me.
Yeah, we've gone through thick and thin together.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
There's been thick. There's been thin. Yeah, but it's less about thick and thin. It's about easy times, hard times, good times, bad times. You've rode the roller coaster with somebody.
Mm-hmm. And there's time, like everybody goes through it, but having someone like you went through it. They've been there with me, grade 12, grad right up, best BFFs forever, through thick and thin.
Yeah. Okay. They're gone.
They're gone. Yeah, you never talk to that person again. And these are people who've actually been through thick and thin with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Not just thin.
Exactly, yeah.
Somebody with thick? Well, you haven't really gone with them through anything.
So is thick worse than thin? In this idiom.
Yeah, I think of like my senses go to like
finances,
geocaching.
Okay.
What a scarring thing we've obviously done to ourselves. There's a time when like, I don't know, maybe you can comment on how bad you're searching for a geocache. It always is the same thing. Oh, it's only 100 meters in this direction. Well, the fastest way to get there is a straight line.
It's the 100 meters. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't go the roundabout way. But is there a point where you go, and you're just foraging through thick, dense bush? Is there a time where you go, this is too much?
I should have taken the thin route.
I'm bailing.
Yeah.
And as soon as you get there, it's like, oh, it's right on a path.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, definitely been in that exact situation where you're like, it's that way. It looks bad. I'm charging through. And it's worse than it looked.
Yeah, where you're like, it's taken an hour to get 100 meters.
I got to go back to work, and I'm covered in mud and leaves and... I think there's a raccoon in my backpack.
When I come in to staff meetings some of those mornings and there's like literal twigs sticking out of my...
One day in particular, you looked like you had rolled in like
a forest. Yeah.
I went through and you came in a little bit late, so it was like, it wasn't good. No. The boss is like, where... if you didn't know you were geocached, you'd be like, are you okay?
Are you homeless right now? Right.
Is everything all right? But instead, everybody pretty much knew what had happened.
Were you first? Because that's usually what it was.
Have to be first.
FTF. I think I was texting you about an FTF, but I messaged him instead. I think it was related to a meeting.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like FTF, and then he was like, well, what does that mean? And he was like thinking it was some sweary slang. Yeah, like WTF.
Yeah.
Yeah, as opposed to an FTF, first defined.
Yeah, good thing it's first defined, because that'd be a weird one. Yeah, I know. I mean, it was one. We talked about this recently, where when you're into a hobby, you're into a hobby.
Yeah.
And that was one.
A little neurotic.
We went from Mark introduced me to this fun little hobby to, I'm number one in the country.
And then he drops it and starts something else.
Yeah.
Anyway,
through thick and thin, thank you for being there with me, buddy.
And you for me. Thank you. Thick and thin.
Thick and thin.
I'm looking forward to more terrible things to go through, just so we can have more
stories. Just thick so we have more stories.
Yeah.
It's always good. As long as you survive, it's worth it to have the story. Like, we just almost dying surfing, things. We talked about that last week. I'm grateful for it. It's a story. Almost being bitten by a rattlesnake and having to call someone to shoot it. I didn't get hurt. It's a great story. Mm. Having a gun pulled on me by a sheriff in Washington State because it was just somewhere where I shouldn't have been. Great story. It's just, that's the good stuff. If I was missing a limb or something now, right. I'd be like, wasn't worth the story.
Right.
But it's still a story.
It's a story. And in life, I mean, really, that's all you
Bethany
got.
Bethany Hamilton, did we mention her this week or last week?
Last week.
And she's made a career out of that story.
Wow. Do you think that's made her life?
Yeah.
So it's, if you knew that in advance, this is really terrible, what we're saying right now. Would you give up an arm for, like, fame and notoriety?
Fame and fortune?
Yeah.
I don't know.
To think about it? Is it a great sign?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
Like, there's got to be a way to get there with all your limbs intact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's a toughie. Like, if it happens, it's a great story or a career. But is that how you want it to happen? I bet you there's people that would gladly, like, I bet you there's people that's faked it. I bet you Bethany Hamilton faked it.
I bet you she still has two arms and she pulls it into her shirt behind her back. It's like, what's that lump on your back? Oh, I'm just going through a little tumor situation. It's like,
that's another actually, reason to be
is
popular.
That a second arm you have?
No.
No, it's not. Definitely not.
Tumor. Arm-shaped.
I've got an arm-shaped tumor on my back.
Coming out of my shoulder.
That's really disgusting. Oh, poor Bethany. We appreciate you. Oh, I did see her on like Survivor or An Amazing Race or something like that.
Really?
Yeah. And there was some part of the competition that involved swimming. And she was still faster than everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it hasn't held her back.
No, she was like a little water bullet.
I believe that. I didn't know she was on anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter is in, like, we've watched that movie, which she isn't in. It's about her, but we've watched that movie probably 1,000 times. Mm. Soul Surfer.
Hmm.
Soul Surfer?
Soul Surfer, you brought her.
Well, what do you think?
Well, I think we should get into where this actually comes from.
Where?
Through thick and thin.
The reason people have dialed in to hear this.
I said some words. Where'd they go? Where'd they go? No one can know. I turned around and looked behind. Those words came from another mind. Origin.
I say people have dialed in, but maybe we would have more success
with their modems.
Dial in. Oh, I was thinking like radio station. Okay, through thick and thin is one of English language's older expressions. You know, yeah, kind of. And one that's maintained its figurative meaning over centuries and centuries. So, I'm reading this. This is not a word I would normally use. It is venerable enough to date from the times when England was still predominantly a wooded country. So you talked about geocaching. You're not far off of the origins of this. Did I say geocaching?
Geocaching.
Okay. My brain heard something else. With few roads, animal grazing on wood pastures, mixed woodlands and grass. So the phrase originated. So this is a little bit interesting. Originally, the saying was not through thick and thin. It was through thicket and thin wood.
Thicket.
You've been with me through thicket and thin wood.
That's funny.
Means you've traveled this land with me. in my entire journey through thicket and thin wood. And it was a straightforward, literal description of any determined progress through the thick English countryside. And so that's where it comes from, through thicket and thin wood. And the earliest citation I could find that uses the way the modern wording is in Richard Baxter's religious text called A Saint or a Brute, The Certain Necessity and Excellency of Holiness in 1662. This is what it says. Men do fancy a necessity of holiness where there is none, yet that will carry them through thick and thin. So even the modern verbiage of this goes back at least to the 1600s. So the phrase was used in Old English, in Middle English, in the literal thicket and thin wood sense for centuries before that. And the earliest known usage of that is Geoffrey Chaucer, who's come up previously in The Reeve's Tale, which is part of the Canterbury Tales, I'm pretty sure. And I'm just going to read the translation in modern English because the spelling of Old English is so difficult. But it basically says, and when the horse was loose, he begins to go toward the fen. Fen? That one's not. Is that fence? Where wild mares run forth with weehee through thick and through thin. So, but if you read the Old English, it's a little more thicket and thin wood verbiage.
That makes complete sense.
So, yeah, it's like on the nose. It's like, yep. You describe you having a personal story about geocaching through thick, dense, I mean, Pacific Northwest here. It's not just thick woods. It's like blackberry bushes and weird ferns and weird plants that actually grab onto your pants. And
what is with those low-level viney plants that just grab your pants?
Yeah.
And like rip, like shred socks and...
Yeah. And some of them don't even hurt, but they grab, like, you should be able to just forcefully push. This is a branch that you could clip off, but you can't put your feet through it.
Yeah, it's crazy. It'll shred you.
Yeah. Have you watched Alone at all?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of that is Alaska or Pacific Northwest or on the island, Vancouver Island area. And even that, there some of those guys who are, like, experienced outdoorsmen are like, I had no idea what the Pacific Northwest was like. This rainforest is
it sucks here.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's so cold and treacherous.
Yeah, and they just couldn't even hack through the woods in some places. They're like, yeah, I've never experienced this. So, yeah, we have no rattlesnakes, as mentioned last week, but
right.
If not for modern technology,
it's like
we could barely get through we could barely get to our neighbor's house.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
I've thought about how bad it is here. Except for the weather, it's amazing.
Sometimes.
Yeah, for at least 3 months of the year.
Yeah. Anyways. And long enough to make you forget the rest of it. We don't have winters. We've just got wetness.
It's like perpetual fall.
Well, we're in a rainforest.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's why it's so dense and thick.
I wonder what the tactic is, though. Like, usually plants will have, like, some sort of mechanism for, like, defense or attraction. Like, why just be...
Grabby?
Grabby. Like... Because you can't eat me at the end.
Because if they can grab us enough, they can eat you at the end. If they can grab you enough that you're trapped,
that
you're
die,
fertilizing.
That's a long path. So they grab me.
They're in it for the long haul.
They're not going anywhere.
No. They're like.
So they grab me.
Till you rot into the soil.
And feed them that way.
Yeah.
So I guess they are eating me.
Yeah.
They're man-eating plants.
My actual guess would be that the grabbiness or the prickliness is to prevent being eaten.
Hmm. That makes good sense. Yeah, because there's got to be a defense mechanism involved,
yeah.
Not just grabby.
Yeah.
They're a little grabby.
They're a little grabby.
Hashtag me too. that plant got a little handsy.
So yeah, that's it for origins. End okay. of story.
Thicket and thin wood.
Through
thin
thicket
wood.
And thin wood.
That makes complete sense.
Yeah.
And so that you've been through the hard times and the easier times.
Yeah,
through thick exactly. and thin, been through everything.
I think it's even when you think about the origins of it through thicket and thin wood, and the fact that it came from the English countryside. I think it's a great example of good times, bad times, but it's also about the longevity of the journey. You were with me through that whole walk,
right?
Not just a section of it,
right?
So, yeah,
it is interesting when you do come across a place in the woods here that doesn't have underbrush, and it just seems. Like for like paintball or we're playing disc golf or something, you're like, oh, like the lack of underbrush is like, if that was your experience of the woods, you'd be like, oh yeah, the woods are no problem.
That's
like,
how you picture Red Riding Hood walking through the woods. It's just trees. upright that you can walk between.
Yeah, not so much here.
No.
There's the grabby plants, the nettle.
The nettles.
The nettle and the grabby plants.
Yeah.
That's the worst. Why is my leg on fire?
Yeah, but it's like, it's just like an annoying burn. You know what I mean? It's not like, somebody peed on my leg.
Right.
It's not a jellyfish thing. It's just like, wish that didn't happen. That's all it really is. Sometimes it's worse than other times, but it's just like, oh, yeah, I walked through that. Wish I didn't. That's the extent of your reaction.
Wish I didn't have to go through that.
Raspberry bushes, though.
Oh, yeah, those will get you.
They'll chew you up.
But at least there's a reward.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
The nettle's got nothing. I guess you can make tea. Anyway.
Can you make tea out of stinging nettles?
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Your lips go numb when you drink it?
Wow. I don't know.
Let's make some today.
We should while we're camping.
Steamy.
Our next camping trip, we should make a nettle tea.
Like, don't you have to dry it or something?
Do you?
We don't. Just stir it up. Have a sip.
What's the worst that can happen?
Boil some stinging nettles.
My throat is closing. I'm suffocating on my own saliva. Oh, no. Well, you dried it out first, didn't you? No. Yeah. Now pee on me.
You stungy, tonguey.
Anyways. All right. Well, we should get into some the end of things here, the Riddlinks.
All right, let's do it. Riddlink is a game we like to play. It takes a two-part trivia-based question and requires a two-part overlapping answer, overlapping by sound, syllable, word, or word. So, for example, last week, what was our idiom last week?
We did idiom 283.
Scared to death.
Good memory.
Scared to death was our idiom, and we left you with this one. Frightened fatally. Right?
We had the same one.
This is the one I gave to you.
We had the same one.
Yeah, so what was it again?
Yeah, mine's gone now.
Let me think about it.
It was about the two things that you can't
yeah,
avoid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the two things you can't
so
avoid.
So let's go with frightened fatally with these two things that are most certain.
Okay.
Something
like that.
Something like that. And the answer is scared to death and taxes.
Yeah, the death and taxes part.
Yeah, so it's not scared to death, which was the idiom. It's not death and taxes, which are the only two things we're certain of. The correct answer is scared to death and taxes. And that's how you play Riddlink. Sort of.
Well, I've got two prepared today.
I've got a couple.
Well, let me get going with this. It's a little short one.
Okay.
Yo. Yo. She's full-figured curvy and has a spasming diaphragm.
Wow. Say it again.
She's full-figured curvy and has a spasming diaphragm.
What?
Yo, she's full-figured curvy and has a spasming diaphragm.
I want to say thick with three seizures.
No, but that's hilarious.
A spasming diaphragm.
Yeah, this thing. Illegitimate children are screaming at their radios right now. When you
vomiting?
When your diaphragm is spasming, it makes your body do something.
Twitch? Hiccup?
Yep.
Just thick up? But there is two C's.
It's thick up.
So yours wasn't just sound, it was also spelling.
Thick up.
Oh, not thick with three seizures.
She's thick with three seizures. Not good. No, it's thick up.
Thick up. Got it. Okay. Thick and hiccup. I just wasn't getting that.
Thick up.
That's how you describe a hiccup, hey? Yeah, abdomen.
It's a spasming diaphragm.
All right. Here we go. Let's see if you can get this one.
Sure.
He wrote the theme song for The Facts of Life, but he'll get through this with you. He wrote the theme song to The Facts of Life, but he'll get through this with you.
I don't know who wrote the theme song. I have a guess.
He also starred on Growing Pains.
I'm going to go with Alan Thick and Thin.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. He wrote a lot of theme songs back then.
I didn't know that was his thing. Okay. Dr. Jason Seaver.
Really?
From Growing Pains navigates through both overgrown and sparse trees.
Is that true? Is that your next one?
Yeah.
It's got to be Alan Thick and Thin.
Come on.
I should have gone with Robin Thicke just to keep it.
Mm.
Anyway.
That's okay. We're good.
Oh, that's low-hanging fruit, like you always say.
Yeah, it's the ones that we go to first. Well, Illegitimate Children, for this last one, we're going to leave it with you. Tell us what you think the answer might be on Instagram at the.village.idiom, or email us thevillageidiompodcast@gmail.com. Or whether it's the Facebook, the YouTubes, or the X at 3 minutes gone.
All right, here it is. Get through this with this famous Girl Guide cookie. Get through this with this famous Girl Guide cookie.
And that is 3 minutes gone. Those are delicious.
They are delicious.
Yes. You don't get this thick by not eating Girl Guide cookies by the box.
That's funny.
Yeah. Well, it was fun putting today's episode together.
I loved every minute of it.
Hope you enjoyed it as well. I'm Skinny.
I'm Jurassic Mark.
And these are the Village Idioms.
Last 3 minutes gone.